この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日は入国管理法の改正について英語でお伝えします。
This week's Come on iPal is about the Immigration Control and Refugee Recognition Act reform. The revised immigration law was carried out last year on July 15th. According to this revised law and related laws, a residence card will be issued, a new system will be implemented, and the current foreign registration system will be eliminated within 3 years. Other changes include a special registration for long-term residents.A review of the training and technical internship programs, and the combining visas for college student and pre-college student. Among these changes, the review of the training and technical internship programs, combining of the visas for college student and pre-college student, went into effect on July 1st. Some of the important details are as follows. First,The visa qualifications for technical intern training have been revised. This means that from the first year entering Japan, labor standard laws will apply to technical intern trainees who are considered to be workers under those laws. Trainees and technical interns who currently have a visa must apply for a change of status when applying to extend the period of their visa. Next,The distinction between the visa for a college student and pre-college student will no longer exist and will be merged into a single visa as college student. Furthermore, after the law is implemented, if there is no change in the activity contents, current students will not be required to change their visa to college student status. The reform related to the issuing of a resident card for foreign residents who will be in Japan for more than 3 months.And the registration of special long-term residents is expected to be carried out in July of 2012. According to this new resident registration system, in addition to lengthening the period of residency, it will no longer be required to obtain a re-entry permit if leaving and re-entering Japan within 1 year. But failing to carry your residency card, failing to show your card when required,Failing to report change in residency or other such notifications can result in a revoked visa, a cause for deportation, or application of penal code, so please be aware. Come on, iPal! Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on July 18th, Sunday at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about how to prevent food poisoning. This is Jeremy, signing off.Thank you.